soon the homeland of Sat Shyamala. And aboard of Annapurna. The epitome of culture. This is Karnataka, beautiful Karnataka. This is the land which is blessed by holy rivers. This is the land where the beauty of nature at its best. This is Karnataka, beautiful Karnataka.
Welcome to Karnataka, the land of ultimate natural beauty and rich cultural heritage. Karnataka is an enchanting land, abounding in scenic beauty, rich in flora and fauna. It has pomp and pageantry of glorious traditions and marvels of modern engineering. Karnataka is a land blessed with many fascinating worlds that include ageless monuments, lush green forests, heritage sites, spectacular waterfalls, temples, adventure sports, hill stations, vibrant art and colorful culture. As you traverse through the dimensions of this magical place, you will experience different facets of this amazing land, which is the reason Karnataka is called as the Queen of the Deccan Plateau. Karnataka has limitless beauty in its nature, culture and heritage. So it is not possible to grab its whole beauty in a single documentary. This video documentary shows just the highlights of Karnataka's wonderful and limitless beauty. Karnataka is a beautiful piece of land where nature hums a fresh song every day, where nature creates a new rhythm every minute, which unveils the beauty that is sublime, solemn and spellbinding. Yes, Karnataka is a land that awakens to a beautiful morning. A morning bathed with mist, sprinkled with sun rays, painted by colorful blossoming flowers, cradling dewdrops. And it is amidst this setting that one can explore the exotic beauty of Karnataka. Karnataka, an archaeologically, culturally, and historically rich state in southern India, is one of the most popular tourist destinations in India. Blessed with picturesque locations, pleasant climate, verdant landscapes and beautiful architectural wonders, Karnataka is a tourist paradise. Be it heritage, culture, monuments, wildlife, natural attractions, Karnataka is replete with all. The Karnataka state has three principal geographical zones, namely the coastal region or Karavali, the hilly Malenadu region comprising the Western Ghats, the Bailusimi region comprising the plains of the Deccan Plateau. With blue waters of Arabian Sea in the west and soaring Western Ghats in the east, Karnataka is blessed with a 320-kilometer long coastline that boasts numerous unspoiled beaches and beautiful temples. With miles of golden sand, gentle waves and tranquil environment, beaches of Karnataka are all about relaxation, renovation of mind, body and soul. These beaches are known for their beauty and obscurity. Karwar, Ullal, Malpe and Batkal, Maravante and Gokarna are some of the most sought after names in the list of Karnataka beaches. The beaches are ideal for enjoying water sports and family picnics. These beaches are pristine and enjoying a quiet stroll on them is a heart-rending experience. Murudeshwar is situated between Honavara and Batkal. Bounded by the Arabian Sea and rolling hills of Western Ghats, the place is a favorite picnic spot due to its beautiful beach. Murudeshwara Temple and Rajagopura is built on the Kanduka Hill, which is surrounded on three sides by the waters of the Arabian Sea. A huge towering statue of Lord Shiva, visible from great distances, is present in the temple complex. It is the second tallest statue of Lord Shiva in the world. The statue is 123 feet, that is 37 meters in height, and took about 2 years to build. The idol is designed such that it gets the sunlight directly and thus appears sparkling. Murudeshwar Beach offers a wide range of water sports activities for the tourists, including family boat ride or mechanized boat ride. It is considered to be a safe beach for playing in water. Netrani is a tiny coral island located in the Arabian Sea and is situated approximately 10 nautical miles, 19 kilometers from the temple town of Murudeshwar. Netrani Island is not only home to the great diversity of fish life, it is also well known for regular sightings of whales and turtles. The island adjacent to Netrani was used by the Indian Navy for target practice. One could see empty shells rusting around Netrani and adjacent island. It is not recommended to visit Netrani without permission from Coastal Guard Police. The best time to visit is between December and January. Aganashini is one of the four major rivers of Uttara Kannada district. It has a total length of 121 kilometers and does not receive any feeder throughout its course. The marvel of the river is it forms a backwater lagoon, which has a length of 13 kilometers and a breadth of 2 to 6 kilometers. It is cut off from the sea by a 2 kilometer broad land belt. The river joins the Arabian Sea 5 kilometers from the northern end of the lagoon. If one can take a day off from his busy life, it could be most fruitfully utilized by visiting Aghanashani and roundabout places. A boat ride from Tadadi to Aghanashani across the lagoon will be most enjoyable. With holy rivers, magnificent waterfalls, verdant valleys, lush green canopies, and diverse flora and fauna, Mother Nature has blessed Karnataka with its vast creation. The best region to witness the beauty of nature in India is the Western Ghat region. Unparalleled and mesmerizing picturesque splendor, flourishing green valleys and imposing mountain ranges welcomes you with a stretched out arms. Yes, it is Coorg, the Scotland of the East. Coorg is bestowed with mesmerizing natural settings and serene atmosphere, which is perfect to spend a few relaxed days away from the hectic work life and chaos. Situated in the lap of the Western Ghats, Coorg offers its tourists with picturesque settings and varied holidaying options. Sigalur is a small village located near Sagar on the backwaters of Sharavati. To reach this place, one has to come from the main city of Sagar. The road just ends on the banks of River Sharavati. The state government has arranged launches to cross the river backwaters. The experience of traveling in a launch will be exciting with the surrounding scenic beauty. For those who really want to feel the fury of cascading waters and experience the thrill of whitewater rafting, Dandeli is the place to be. Whitewater rafting in the Kali River will fuel the passion of adventure lovers. Sahasralinga is located near Sirsi and is visited by devotees of Lord Shiva all round the year. The place possesses hundreds of stones with Shiva lingams carved on them. Located on the banks of River Shalmala, the site has derived its name due to the presence of these uncountable carvings. Every year on the day of Shivaratri, hundreds of people visit this place to worship Lord Shiva. The best time to visit this place would be in winter and early summer. Nearby the Sahasralinga, there is a beautiful hanging bridge that connects the villages on the other side of the river bank. The tourists who visit the Sahasralinga will be able to enjoy the picturesque scene of the River Shalmala by walking on the bridge. Bailakuppe near Kushal Nagar is one of the largest Tibetan settlements in India. There are thousands of monks and nuns living in the Nandroling Monastery, which is popularly called as Golden Temple of Kushal Nagar. The gold-coated Buddhist statues in the monastery are imposing and unique, reflecting the rich cultural heritage of the Tibetans. The statues are of Guru Padmasambhava, Buddha Shakyamuni and Amitayas. Yana, also known as Bhairava Kshetra, is a famous adventure tourist place and a pilgrim center with unique rock formations. It is located between thick evergreen forests of the Western Ghats or Sahyadri mountain range valley. One has to trek a distance of about 2 kilometers by foot amidst thick forest to reach Yana. The nearest road network to reach Yana is from Sirsay, and the newly laid Sirsay to Yana road is the best way to reach Yana. Karnataka is a beautiful piece of land which has almost all sorts of vegetation, from dry barren land to lush green forests. The bulk of the state is in the Bayalaseema region, the northern part of which is the second largest arid region in India. The structure and formation of the hills in Bayalaseema is very unique. These hill series are the topic of interest not only for geologists but the common tourist as well. The hillocks, especially in Kottagiri, Madhugiri, Pavagada talukas of Tumkur district and in some parts of Bangalore rural district, are made up of single stones. Among all these, Madhugiri Betta is the biggest one, which is considered as the largest single monolithic stone in Asia. The Ranganathittu Bird Sanctuary is situated at 4 kilometers from Srirangapatna and 19 kilometers from Mysore. Ranganathittu Bird Sanctuary is an important nesting and breeding ground for the thousands of bird species. Ranganathittu Bird Sanctuary witnesses the arrival of a large number of migratory birds of different flocks from as far as Siberia, North America and Australia. The migratory birds start arriving at the Ranganathittu Bird Sanctuary in December, and the breeding season starts during the winter months, and they finally migrate back with their nestlings in August. Ranger guided boat tours of the island are available throughout the day and are a good way to watch birds, crocodiles and bats. The best season for visiting the park is June to November, which is the nesting season of the water birds. Devarayana Durga is a hill station near Tumkur. The rocky hills are surrounded by forest and the hilltops are dotted with temples at an altitude of 3,940 feet. Devarayana Durga is a place which is famous for its temples dedicated to Lord Narasimha. The place is a favorite with both pilgrims as well as mountain climbers. The hills with lush green trees on all sides make the climbing a lot enjoyable. It is also famous for Namada Chilume, a natural spring considered sacred, and is also considered as the origin of Jayamangali River. There will be a grand annual festival called Sri Boga Narasimha Swami Jatra, which takes place in an auspicious day of Holi. On this day, the chariot of Sri Boga Narasimha Swami is pulled, and devotees from all over Bangalore, Tumkur and surrounding areas flock to see the beautifully adorned god. Karnataka is famous for its waterfalls. It is home to some of the most spectacular waterfalls in India. Karnataka proudly boasts of having the largest waterfalls of Asia, Chok Falls. Cascading from a height of 253 meters, the falls are known for its scenic beauty. Besides Chok Falls, there are many spectacular waterfalls that tourists should not miss. Karnataka is also ranked top in spices and arecana production. Those spices are grown majorly in Malnadu region. Arecana plantations can be seen in the southern parts of Bayalu Sima too. Coconut is grown in almost all parts of Karnataka, but Tumkur district produces large amounts of coconuts called Tittur coconut, which is nationwide famous for its quality. In Karavali region also, there are lots of coconut plantations besides beaches and rivers. These coconut trees have added more beauty to these areas. Karnataka is one of the holiest destinations in India, boasting of some unique temple structures and monuments. Devotees from all across India and the globe visit the many religious places in Karnataka. The many temples depict the Kannada art and architecture and reflect a rich heritage and culture. This is Gomteshwara statue, which is regarded as one of the largest monolithic statues in the world. Other gigantic and famous statues and structures in Karnataka are as follows. The Shiva statue, which is 65 feet in height and located on the old airport road in Mangalore. Another beautiful Shiva statue at Rambapur village near Bijapur, which is considered as the third largest Shiva statue in India. The Shiva statue in Murdeshwar, which is 123 feet in height and is considered as the second tallest Shiva statue in the world. Anjaneya statue in Tumkur is a beautiful statue, which is considered as one of the largest Hanuman statues in India. The Puja Shivalinga at Koti Lingeshwara temple, which is 108 feet in height, and Nandishwara statue, which is 40 feet in height at Koti Linga in Kolar district. Nandi statue in Chamundi Hills, Mysore, which is 16 feet, is the third largest Nandi statue in India. The Mahishasura statue on Chamundi Hills in Mysore, built in 1659 by Dodda Devaraja Vadayar. Bengaluru is a capital city of Karnataka, which is also known as the Garden City of India. With its picturesque parks, lakes and monuments, Bangalore is one of the major tourist attractions in Karnataka. Bangalore, the fastest growing city of India, comprises of a dynamic blend of people belonging to various religions, castes and communities. With the introduction of information technology in the city, it has assumed an international character. IT professionals, not only from the various parts of India, but also that of the world, are migrating to the city. This has led to Bengaluru becoming more like the melting pot of various cultures. Bangalorians have the spirit of living life to the fullest. Be it the lower class people or those belonging to the middle or upper class, all have found different means of getting on with life and enjoying themselves. Bengaluru Karga is one of the oldest festivals celebrated in the heart of Bengaluru. The auspicious day of Karga Shakti Utsava falls on the Chaitra Purnima, a full moon day in the month of Chaitra. Karga is a unique celebration